Today, a federally appointed committee fired Washington, D.C.'s superintendent of schools and relieved the city's elected school board of its major duties. A team headed by a retired Army general and five trustees will take charge of the day-to-day operations of the school's administration. Other large urban school systems have been taken over in the past. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, many observers think today's move was long overdue in the nation's capital.
For the last 4 years now, one major report after another has described the Washington, D.C. public schools as deplorable, dysfunctional, and educationally bankrupt. Today, the D.C. Financial Responsibility and Management Authority, created by Congress to deal with waste and mismanagement throughout the city's varied bureaucracies, said conditions in schools were unacceptable. Andrew Brimmer is chairman of the authority.
The current school leaders, primarily the Board of Education and the Superintendent of Schools, have failed in their duty to provide a quality education for our children in a safe and clean environment. The longer a child stays in the D.C. public school system, the greater is the decline in scholastic achievement.
A board of trustees was appointed to replace the 11-member public school board, and a new chief executive officer will take over the job held by the ousted superintendent, Franklin Smith. Under Smith's 5-year tenure, test scores in reading, math, science, social studies, and language skills dropped to well below the national norms for nearly all students. Dropout rates nationwide have been diminishing dramatically, yet in Washington, D.C., almost half of all entering high school students do not finish high school. A third of all classroom teachers are not fully certified, and the levels of violence in schools are twice the national average. The man now in charge is Julian Becton, a retired Army general and former president of Prairie View A&M University, a once-struggling historically black college in Texas that Becton was credited with restructuring.
Our first priority is and always will be children first. First, by resolving the health and safety issues. Next, we will focus on getting material that children need and getting tools that the teachers need. Our goal is to build an environment that fosters success. Failure is not an option. Thank you.
Becton's focus on children and teachers was well received by some community activists, teachers and parents in the audience. But critics of the takeover say dismantling an elected school board is anti-democratic and unnecessary. An emergency task force could just as easily have tackled the problems that lie deep in the school system's bureaucracy, the school system's archaic budget process, and the disarray in its payroll system and purchasing department that to this day cannot account for hundreds of millions of dollars. Robert Pittman, a neighborhood activist, called on the control board's chairman, Andrew Brimmer, for a chance to speak.
Dr. Brimmer, the chairman of an advisory neighborhood commission would like to speak to the people and to this board. Dr. Brimmer, do we get to speak? Is this still a democracy in the District of Columbia?
Brimmer ignored him.
So be it. I'll see you in court.
Pittman and other community activists, along with the city school board, are expected to sue. But teachers like Jamie Wilson say parents and teachers don't care who's elected or who's not, as long as something gets done now.
The inactions, the negligence of the school board and the superintendent in the last years, that is the affront to democracy. We know exactly what we need. Textbooks that are meaningful to my students. My students, when they go to the bathroom, would have running water. They would have food that's edible. They would have heat in the classroom. And that's democracy.
Julius Becton and his board of trustees have 4 years to turn the school system around and only a few days to explain to an anxious city how they're going to do it. I'm Claudio Sanchez reporting.